service continues with the penitential order, right one, on page 319 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 319. Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins.
His mercy endureth forever.
Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance and amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from thy ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of thy word, Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee and the Holy Spirit liveth and reigneth, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
The reading from the book of Genesis. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. And Abraham said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? And he said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. as the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river of the Euphrates," the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 27, found on your insert. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear?
The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom then shall I fear?
When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, though an army should encamp against me, and though war should rise up against me, one thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord. For in the day of trouble he shall keep me safe in his shelter.
He shall hide me in the secrecy of his dwelling and set me high upon a rock.
Even now he lifts up my head
above my enemies round about me.
Therefore I will offer in his dwelling an oblation with sounds of great gladness.
I will sing
and make music to the Lord. Hearken to my voice, O Lord, when I call. You speak in my heart and say, "Seek my face."
Your face, Lord, will I seek.
Hide not your face from me,
nor turn away your servant in displeasure.
You have been my helper. Cast me not away.
Do not forsake me, O God, my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me,
the Lord will sustain me.
Show me your way, O Lord. Deliver me not into the hand of my adversaries.
For false witnesses have risen up against me, and also those who speak malice.
When if I had not believed that I should see the goodness of the Lord,
in the land of the living.
O tarry and await the Lord's pleasure. Be strong, and he shall comfort your heart.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies to the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." Jesus said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Grace and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and from God his Father.
Amen. Please be seated. Like it or not, we are the sum total of our existence. In other words, everything that you encountered, everything that you've experienced up to this time determines who you are. That doesn't just pertain to us as individuals. It pertains to everything that we can experience, everything that exists in the earth and in the universe and everything else. If you wanted an example of that, pick up a stone sometime and look at it. Did you ever do that? Did you ever just pick up a stone and look at it and wonder where it's been? I know I do that stupid stuff myself. It's like walking into a church and asking the church what kind of people worship here. You pick up a stone and look at it. If it's a round, smooth stone, it's been through the glacier. If it's granite, it's been through the fires of the magma and came out of a volcano, apparently. It was formed from molten rock. It may be a million years old, maybe billions of years old, maybe as old as the universe. We don't know. But we are the sum total of our existence. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, and he heard that Herod was looking for him, he was going to kill him. He told Herod, he said, and this is poetic, I suppose. But he starts out his conversation, "Tell that fox." He knew Herod. Herod was a Jew that was working for the Romans. He's an opportunistic. He wanted power. He had position. He had everything that he wanted from the Romans and from the Jews. But he understood. He knew the scripture. He heard the scripture all his life. I find it interesting that the same thing that Jesus told John the Baptist when his disciples were coming to find John the Baptist, said, "Are you coming? Are you the Messiah?" He said, "Tell John that I'm healing the sick, making the blind see, casting out demons, and so on." He said the same thing to Herod. Herod knew the story. He grew up in the church. He grew up in the synagogue and the temple. He knew what he was saying, but he wasn't listening. John the Baptist was listening. How many times in the Bible does Jesus come up to say to somebody, "Listen, open your hearts and listen"? There's a song, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. If we see Jesus with our heart, we know he's the Messiah. If we close our heart and we don't want to see, we don't want to hear, we don't want to listen, we can become a Herod. Herod was blinded by power. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the high priests and all the people that surrounded Jesus and saw Jesus' ministry during his ministry, saw everything that Jesus did. They knew the prophecies in Isaiah and Jeremiah. They knew them. They knew them well. But yet, a blind man named Bartimaeus was healed. He was made to see by Jesus. He didn't know who this Jesus was. But they threw him out of the Pharisees and the high priest and the priests at the time. They threw him out of the city so that, because he didn't know who healed him, but he asked him if he wanted to come and worship him. So they threw him out of the city. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear the story. And Jesus met him on the road, and he said, "Do you know who healed you?" And he said, "No, Lord." And he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man? Do you believe in the Messiah?" And he said, "Yes, Lord, I do." He says, "It is me. I am speaking to you now." He fell down and worshipped him. His heart was opened, his eyes were opened, his ears were opened, and he heard. One of the things that we do is we go through our lives hung up on all the things that we've done in our lives. We think about the terrible things we've done and how we might be, our experiences in life, our childhood. We could have been abused. We could have been physically abused. We could have been mentally abused. We could have been pampered. We could have been pampered and abused by wealth. That happened to me. I'm lying. But we are the sum total of our existence. Every experience we've had in our lives, every person we've encountered, every situation we've faced, everything that we've done in our lives has to do with who we are now and sitting right here. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how young you are, doesn't matter what background you came from, you are a sum total of your entire existence. And if you take a tally on that and you go back and look at yourself and you say, "Lord, what am I doing here? I don't deserve to be gathering the crumbs that fall from your table. Lord, if you only knew where I'm for, where I've been." And God says, and God, incidentally, God is a sum total of his existence too. And his practice is to have mercy. But yet he looks at us and he says, "I know where you came from. I know everything you've been through. I've known every place you've been. I've known everything you've done. I've known everything you've said. I've known everything, every thought you've had." And you say, "Lord, why would you even think of loving me?" Because it's God's nature to do so. We can have the worst life possible, but God knows that. And he says, "Come to me and I will give you rest and I'll give you peace." When we come to him, we say, "Lord, I still have all this baggage. What am I going to do with that?" If nothing else, you can use it as a bad example. If you've been abused, you understand what it's like to be abused. If you've led a happy life, you know what it means to be happy. If you've been through a lot of different things and trials and tribulations, if you've been to war, if you've been in poverty, if you've been rich, if you've been poor, if you've had loved ones die, if you've had children, parents die, if you've had serious violence in your life, whatever that might be, God takes what you have. And we say, "Lord, you're the potter, I'm the clay. Mold me and make me the way you would have me be. We take all our negatives and we turn them into positives. We take them as tools. We can learn to live and to love others as ourselves. We can learn to love ourselves like only God can love us. We are the sum total of our existence. And if that existence is coming up on, if it's negative, you're not happy. The sum total of our existence, when we accept Christ and we listen, when we open our heart and open the eyes of our heart open our ears and open our body and open our minds. We find out that God is who he says he is, and that indeed he is the sum total of his existence, and his existence is and purpose is to love us and to care for us and to have mercy on us. When we do that and we accept him as our personal Savior, it's that day that our life changes and turns around. The sum total of our existence becomes an eternal gift from God to be loved and cared for and have throughout our lives. We are the sum total of our existence, just as Jesus is. Amen. It's going to fall down on me. It's going to be very embarrassing when it goes crash.
I invite you to stand as you are able and join together in saying the Nicene Creed found on page 326 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 326. We believe in one God,
the Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God,
eternally begotten of the Father, God from God,
light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made,
of one being
with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation,
he came down from heaven.
By the Holy Spirit,
he became
the Virgin Mary.
For our sake, he
was crucified.
He suffered death and was buried.
On the third day he rose again.
In accordance with the Scriptures,
he ascended into heaven
and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come in glory and glory to judge the living and the dead,
and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son
he is worshipped and glorified.
He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in
one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
We acknowledge one baptism and forgive us our sins. We look
for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come.
Amen. Prayers of the People is found on page 328, and the response is, Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these prayers which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially Lynn and Gary, that they may both, by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We beseech thee also to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and the peace of the world.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that, rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor. All those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of St. James and of all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Have peace.
This time. coming.
Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
Happy St. Patty's Day to all you green Catholics out there. Did you know it's appropriate for Protestants to wear orange? Just saying. So, you know, you're showing your colors. AED training will be next Sunday morning following coffee hour. If you can't make it, we will have another one, but we want to make sure that people who are willing to offer AED services actually know how to use it properly so that nobody gets hurt. So please join us after coffee hour next week or during coffee hour, and we'll get some instruction. There will be an anointing immediately following the service today, so if you wish to receive anointing, come on forward for yourself or on behalf of somebody else. There's a lot of discipleship opportunities in here. As you know, I'm taking a sabbatical this summer, and so we need you all to step up and exercise your gifts. And so if you're interested in participating in any of these, let me know. And the College for Congregational Development, the announcement is in there, but Karen, Connie, and I need to interview three parishioners each who have been in the congregation for a middle to long period of time, because we need to know sort of the long story of this congregation. If you're interested in being interviewed, please let me know. And if you're newer in the congregation and would be interested in being interviewed, I'd love to interview you, so I'll do more than three. Are there other announcements?
At the food pantry, we have no personal care products at all. We have a few toothbrushes and a little bit of toothpaste, but St. James has always been so supportive, and we could really use some help right now, with especially personal care products for men, for women, and small children, too. Okay?
So just as a reminder, we started by making one collection a year and then two collections of a year. If you are on food stamps, they do not cover cleaning supplies, toothpaste, soap, deodorant, feminine products, anything like that. And so if you're on a limited income, it's really helpful. So if you could in the next couple of weeks bring in cleaning products, soap, deodorant, toilet paper, cleaning supplies, that sort of thing, it'd be really helpful. Other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Eucharistic Prayer 1 continues on page 333 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 333. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, who dost bid thy faithful people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that fervent in prayer and in works of mercy and renewed by thy word and sacraments, they may come to the fullness of grace which thou hast prepared for those who love thee. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts, which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make. Having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses through Jesus Christ our Lord. By whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. We continue with the prayer of humble access found on page 337. We do not presume to come
to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Post-communion prayer can be found on page 339. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us
in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members and corporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in thy holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom be the Holy Ghost, the all honor and glory, for all of God. Amen.
Bow down your heads before the Lord. Keep this your family, Lord, with your never-failing mercy, that relying solely on the help of your heavenly grace, they may be upheld by your divine protection through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.